up. I really dig those styles they wear.
We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWA Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome to Regents Field and a very, very happy Friday. Shuckers are getting set for the fourth game of a six-game set against the AA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox in the Birmingham Barons. The Shuckers enter at 4-8. They've won two of the first three in this series, while the Barons enter at 6-5. They snapped a two-game skid last night with a win. And speaking of last night, the Shuckers were limited offensively for the first time in a while after they had scored 9 runs on Sunday, 6 runs on Tuesday, 4 runs on Wednesday. They were limited to just 1 run on 6 hits, the 1 run coming on a Ramon Rodriguez solo shot to left center in the fifth inning as the Shuckers fell by a 4-1 final. The Barons got the runs in twos, 2 runs in the third and 2 runs in the sixth. The Shuckers were limited to just a run between Hagen Smith, Jordan Michael, and Harold Rosada. Between the three, the Shuckers struck out just 6 times. This has been a good thing for the team throughout the early parts of this season. They just have not struck out very much. They've done a very good job of putting the ball in play. However, the Shuckers just 6 hits, 0-5 with runners in scoring position. Really a difference in that one as the Shuckers fell by a 4-1 final. Today, a brand new day, and it sees a guy who would have been expected to make his Shuckers debut last year, but Tommy John surgery in April of 2023 as a member of the Angels organization. Saw him get traded at the deadline to the Mets, and in December of 2023 traded to the Milwaukee Brewers. And finally, he makes his Brewers organizational debut after 723 days between starts. It's the righty Coleman Crowe who makes his 2025 debut. Now with Crowe, we don't really know what's going to happen tonight as far as pitches. It has been so long since he's thrown an actual competitive pitch. His pitch mix last time he threw, that was back in 2023. Low 90s fastball, a really good curveball along with a slider and a changeup. We'll see if Crowe's added any offerings since then. And the big indicator of how good he is and how far back he is going to be that fastball velo. It was mid to low 90s, up to 95 back when he was with Rocket City in 2023. And his curveball, a lot of spin high in the zone and a lot of movement left to right is another thing to look for as well for Crowe as he makes his Shuckers debut. He goes up against a guy the Shuckers have seen a couple of times. It's the lefty Noah Schultz, 0-0 with an ERA of 4. Last year, he was the Southern League Pitcher of the Year, despite never pitching more than 4 innings in a single start. The last time out, for the first time in his career, he went 5 innings, 5 shutout innings, with 6 strikeouts and 2 walks, did not give up a run. Well, in his season debut, he gave up 8 hits in 4 innings and 75 pitches back earlier this season against the Knoxville Smokies. That came on opening day. Shuckers and the Barons coming your way in just a couple of moments. We'll step aside when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by the one and only Shuckers manager, Joe Arolt. As always on Fridays, he reminisces a bit about his time when he was in Birmingham as a player and played against Michael Jordan back in 1994. All comes your way next before first pitch at 7 o'clock Central Time on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shucker's box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Pre-game interview. Shuckers getting set Friday night against the Birmingham Barons. I'm Javik Blake and joined by a guy who used to play a couple games against the Barons back in the day. Shuckers manager Joe Arolt. Skip, appreciate the time.
Glad to be here. Back to memory lane here in Birmingham.
Is it weird being back playing against the Barons as a manager after so many games in your career as a member of the Greenville Braves playing against the Barons?
Nah, I love it. I mean, being around this league, the Southern League, playing a couple years, 94, 95, and a touch of 97, just being back in these ballparks. I mean, this one, different ballpark, but same team, same town. Seeing Nicky Delmonico, the hitting coach on the other side, who I managed as a player back in the day, it's really good to be back here.
What's it like reliving those memories, whether it's managing against the Barons, managing against Nicky Delmonico? What's it like reliving those moments?
Oh, really cool. When I think of Birmingham, I think of playing against Michael Jordan and the – you know, the craziness of that season, being around Michael Jordan, packed houses, standing room only. It was a wild year for us.
Yeah, what was it like being in the Southern League in 1994? Because I'm going to assume that it was more media coverage in 94 than any other year in Southern League history.
Oh, it was wild. I mean, people, the boatloads of people coming in, they had to rope off stuff for BP, you name it. It was wild. But he was a lot better than people thought he was. I mean, going straight from the NBA to AA, it was impressive to watch. I mean, he looked jacked in a basketball uni, and baseball, he looked like a beanpole, but he's pretty dang good, man. He's a heck of an athlete.
What was your first memories walking into the old ballpark the Barons used to play in, the Hoover Met, to play against Jordan?
Well, we played against him at home first, which it was really cool, and I had met him that offseason when he was training in Sarasota, my hometown. The White Sox were there. So out at the golf course, ran into him a couple times, you know, talked to him. So when he came up to the plate for the first time, I was amazed, about passed out. He hit me on the shin guard. He said, "Hey, Joe, how's it going?" I was like, "Oh, my God, he knows my name." So it was really cool.
What was it like getting on SportsCenter a couple of times? You're talking about it in the dugout a couple of days ago. You got on SportsCenter, one good thing for Joe, one good thing for Jordan. What was it like getting on ESPN as a AA guy back then?
It was pretty cool. That was my first time. He tried to steal second. I threw him out from my knees. It was on ESPN. All my buddies are calling me like, "Hey, we just saw you." And, of course, that back then it was pre-cell phone, so they were calling me on the hard line. And then the next day, he's at second. I wanted to get back on ESPN, tried to backpick him. Well, as soon as I threw to second, he ran to third and donkeyed me. I think he actually pointed at me. But I was on ESPN that night, too, so all my buddies were calling me that night, ragging on me.
Was that the best memory? Not the one where he dogged you and got third, but throwing him out at second, the best memory you have playing against Jordan?
I'd probably say, yeah. I mean, just being around him. I mean, catching there while he's hitting all that stuff, watching the documentary now, and just seeing what he did in the fall league and in double A, it was impressive.
Well, yeah, talking about the documentary, is it weird watching the documentary? Like, wait a minute, I live this whole thing live and in person?
Yeah, really cool. I mean, I'm in there a couple blurbs. You don't see my name on a jersey or anything too far away, but really cool to be on there and play against them.
What's it like now coming to this ballpark? What's the difference? Obviously, a little bit of a smaller ballpark, newer as well, but what's it like coming to this ballpark here at Regents Field?
Really cool park. I mean, having the All Children's Hospital in the outfield, seeing helicopters flying in there. You know, every day we've been here, every night you see them come in, you know, and you just think about those kids up there and in that hospital. We do the seventh inning, the wave, you know, I try to like just control my emotions thinking about it. And I just pray that it's a, you know, whether it be a helicopter flying and hopefully it's a kidney or some type of organ donor and not a kid flying in there. But, you know, it's that adds to this ballpark, seeing that out there. And it's a really cool town here.
How impactful is it to be part of that seventh inning wave, which Iowa doesn't on the football side, but the Barons are, as far as I know, the only baseball team that does it.
Yeah, it's really neat. I mean, it's get you emotional just thinking about it. All those kids up there, if they're watching and waving to us here down on the field, people have their cell phones out, you know, waving them to the kids. It's really neat.
Looking to today, Coleman Crowe makes his first start since April of 2023. It's been almost 750 days since he made his last start. How exciting is it for him to make this trek back, and how excited are you to watch him finally take the mound for the first time in almost 2 years?
Oh, I know he's really fired up. I got to see him in spring training, very impressed with how he's just a flat-out pitcher. Hits his spots, mixes his pitches well, and for him to get off the complex and to make his first start tonight, we're real excited for him.
What impressed you the most about him in spring training?
Just the composure and the stuff. I mean, because I hadn't seen him pitch, because of course being gone, he's been in our complex rehab, and to see him actually facing hitters and in game, I mean, like I said, mixed well, showed a good arsenal, he's got good stuff.
What's the expectation for him tonight? Is it a short start looking like? Is there a pitch count, or is it let him go 4 or 5 innings, see what happens?
I mean, he's on a pitch count, we'll be monitoring that and checking it out, and just go out there and show off, do your stuff, and we'll figure all that out when it comes.
Speaking of the pitching this week, how about the bullpen? What's impressed you the most about the guys down there that have reeled off 13 straight scoreless to begin this series?
I think the biggest thing, we got, you know, some reinforcements, some guys getting healthy and getting back to full strength down there in the pen. You know, the first week, you know, some high stress, had a couple pitchers down, and the bullpen had to make up for it, which taxed them a little bit. So having a full bullpen, guys healthy coming in, they're fresh, and they're bringing some good stuff.
Speaking of getting guys down here at Double-A, the addition of Garrett Spann has really added a new dimension to the outfield with how athletic he is. How exciting has it been, and how much have you been impressed to pencil him in the top of the lineup and to see what he's done here early on?
Oh, it's been great. He had a really good spring. You know, he impressed a lot of people. It's part of the reason why when, you know, Brewer Hicklin got claimed that Spann went up to Triple-A, everybody, you know, great spring, and he's impressive. His all-around game, defense, base running, and his hitting ability, it's been very impressive. We're glad to have him.
You talk about that hitting ability. How about those hands as well? It seems like it's a really fast twitch, and he gets the bat through the zone quick.
Oh, yeah. He hit the home run to center with ease. I was like, man, the ball got out of here. But, I mean, going deep to center, it was impressive.
When with the athleticism, how much does that help out Luis Lora in center, who's got a ton of range, but you have someone like Spann and right, and all of a sudden, Lora really only has to worry about center and left center, and Spain's got all of right and right center covered.
Well, as long as they know the priorities, center fielder's got to go out there like a Tasmanian devil, catch what you can. But it's great to expand the range, especially when you have Restituyo, Spann, Lara, all the guys we have. I mean, they got some range and can run down some balls.
And quick outfield never hurts, does it?
Oh, nothing. Nothing drops but the temperature out there.
Joe, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Barons come your way next.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. 2 locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing, extras you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Welcome back to Regents Field in Birmingham, Alabama. We're getting set for Game 4 of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shockers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Birmingham Barons, AA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. It's the righty Coleman Crow, who makes his first start in 723 days in his Brewers organizational debut against the guy who just walked out of the dugout, the lefty Noah Schultz, one of the top-ranked prospects in all of baseball. We'll step aside, come back with first pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shockers pregame show on the Shockers Radio Network.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shockers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Kiesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shockers shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShockers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shockers style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shockers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShockers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Fires the first. Oh, what a play!
This is Biloxi Shockers Baseball on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer! And it's a 5-3 Shockers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play. Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Kale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the 8th inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
As the Shockers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shockers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shockers, Javik Blake.
We welcome you to another gorgeous night in Birmingham, Alabama, and Regions Field. It's 78 degrees and sunny, and the Shuckers will take on the 10th-ranked prospect in all of baseball in the lefty Noah Schultz and the Double-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox and the Birmingham Barons. The Barons at 6-5, the Shuckers at 4-8. As Noah Schultz gets set and ready to go on a Friday night. Shuckers starting lineup, it is Built Fiber Nova Roofing. Garrett Spain is in the leadoff spot. Luis Lara bats in the two spot. Cooper Pratt bats third. Brock Wilkin bats in the cleanup spot. Luke Adams is behind him. Darian Miller bats behind Adams. And the bottom three in the order, Eric Brown Jr., Xavier Warren, and Ethan Murray. Get set and ready to go on a Friday night. 77 degrees and clear in Birmingham. And Schultz makes his third start of the season. Coming off a career-high five innings last time out in Chattanooga last Saturday. Lefty Spain is up. And the first pitch of the day comes home. Spain fouls it off the instep of his front foot. We're off and running. 7 o'clock first pitch time, your first pitch weather, 77 degrees and clear. And for yet another night, fourth straight night of this series, there's no wind to speak of. The 0-1, Spain takes a front door slider just inside, and the count evens 1-1. Schultz has had comps to Randy Johnson, and he certainly looks the part, 6'10", 240 pounds, 21-year-old native of Aurora, Illinois. The 1-1. Misses inside again with a slider, and the count goes to 2-1. Spain on the year in Double-A, 2-for-8 with a home run and two walks. Schultz delivers. Lifted out towards left center. In comes Nishida, and it's one hop to him for a base hit. Spain now has tallied a hit in each of his first three games with the Shuckers. It brings up the switch hitter, Luis Lara. Schultz, yes, enters the season as the 10th-ranked prospect in all of baseball, but there's still a lot of finishing touches to put on Schultz's arsenal. He gave up 8 hits in his first start of the year on opening day against Knoxville, and then gave up 5 last time out. The pitch to Lara misses away. It's a changeup at 78, the count at 1-0. He's not a guy who has been lengthened out in any way, shape, or form. Last year was capped. Literally, he was told, you're not throwing any more than 4 innings, and you're throwing every Saturday. The 1-0. This is inside, and the count goes to 2-0. So because of that, Schultz, last time out, went 5 innings and 84 pitches. That was the first time in his pro career he had ever seen the 5th inning. Laura's in from the right side. The pitch to him is a called strike on the outer half. A sinker at 94, and the count goes to 2-1. That did not stop Schultz from winning the Southern League Pitcher of the Year award with a 1.48 ERA in 61 innings and 16 starts. The 2-1 misses away, and it's 3-1. Another sinker, this time at 93. 73 strikeouts in 17 innings. Check that, 17 walks in 61 innings. Down in the count, 3-1 here. The pitch, Lara chops it foul. Third base side, and the count goes to 3-2. The Shuckers faced Schultz twice last year, once in his Double-A debut, and then once on their second-to-last road trip of the season. And that second-to-last road trip is where the Shuckers really got to Schultz, tallied a couple of hits and a couple of runs. As opposed to the first time out in Schultz's Double-A debut, where he blew through the Shuckers' order. That was in the first part of the year. Schultz checks over to first. Spain's back in time. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. We're just underway. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. The 3-2, Spain's off to second and misses away. And the first two have reached for the Shuckers in the first. Well, now here's a real fun battle. The righty Cooper Pratt against the lefty Noah Schultz. 2 on, nobody out in the top of the first. Shuckers and Barons are scoreless.
The shortstop, number 9, Cooper Pratt.
Pratt this year hitting a team best 245, 2 homers, 8 runs driven in, and a 296 OBP. He's a young kid, just 20 years old. Schultz on the Hill is 21. Both born in August. Schultz almost exactly a year older. Now time is called at the very last moment. Something may have gotten on the field. That's what one of the Barons coaches was trying to point out, but Rico Nishida, the left fielder, put his hands up and said, there's nothing out here. So we're back and ready to go. The lefty Schultz works third base side of the rubber, comes set. Now delivers. Pratt shows bunt, bunts it third base side. Schultz off the mound towards third, goes to third, and it's in time. Spain's retired 1-5. Laura to second. Pratt reaches on a fielder's choice.
Third baseman, number 25, Brock Williams.
Pratt was trying to be sneaky. Mario Camilletti, the third baseman, was playing way back down the third base line. Pratt was trying to get it into no man's land, but instead bunted it almost right back to Schultz. So now comes the ready Brock Wilkin. Two on, one out, scoreless in the top of the first. The pitch. Wilkin takes a strike on the inside corner. It's a cutter at 90, and it's 0-1. Wilkin just hitting 139 on the young season, but a 404 OBP, that's helped out by a Southern League best 31% walk rate. The 0-1. Wilkin tags it on a hop off Bergoya's glove in a left center for a base hit. Lower rounds third. Nishida's throw home is cut off by Bergoya. It's an RBI single for Wilkin. It snaps a four-game hitless skid, and the Shuckers get on the board first. It's 1-0. That was a rocket off Wilkin's bat. 105, the exit velocity. And the Shuckers strike first against the lefty Schultz. He's now allowed five runs in 4 1/3 innings at home this year. Brings up the righty Luke Adams. Two on, again one away. Now a 1-0 Shuckers lead. That was a fastball top of the zone at 95, and Wilkin jumped all over it. Schultz delivers. Adams smacks it out to right center. Burke, the center fielder, charges in. Bears the right fielder over, calls him off, and he makes the catch. Two out, two on, and in steps the lefty Darian Miller. 1-0 Shuckers in the top of the first inning. The Shuckers yesterday went 0-for-5 with the runner in scoring position. That was part of the reason why they lost 4-1. Today, already a hit with the runner in the position. The pitch is a called strike in the outer half at 94, and it's 0-1. Miller this year batting 0-77. He's 5-for-44 in the young year. The 314 OBP, two out, two on. Schultz delivers. It's a called strike two. Sinker on the inner half at 93. It counts at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Lefty-lefty matchup, Schultz against Miller. Now the pitch. Miller checks his swing on a slider away. Third base umpire Daniel Bythly, who's positioned up the middle, says he does not go. And he counts at 1-2. Schultz about throws 18 pitches this first inning. So far, 10 strikes, 7 have been out of the zone. The 1-2 misses away. The count evens 2-2. One of the real nice things here at the Barons ballpark is they put up not only the overall stats for the guys at the plate, but also some split stats. So for Darian Miller, runner in scoring position, they throw up his numbers with the runner in scoring position this year. 1-for-11, the 2-2. Chopped right side of the infield, one hop foul. And the count stays at 2-2. Well, and if Miller tallies a second hit this year with the runner in scoring position, it likely scores Pratt, who's off on contact with two away. Two balls, two strikes, two out. 1-0 Shuckers in the top of the first inning. They've given their starter, Coleman Crowe, a little bit of a cushion. The 2-2. Miller tips it foul at the plate, and the count stays at 2-2. That was already the 20th pitch of the inning from Schultz. lefty. Comes set at the belt. Now the pitch. Miller shoots it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Brown at second, Wilken at first. Schultz gets the pitch he wants and comes set. Now delivers. Miller pokes it down the left field line. Nishida sprints after it. Crosses over into foul territory. Reaches up, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. The mat before the Shuckers get on the board. A run, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Shuckers lead it 1-0 after a half inning, and for the first time in 723 days, Coleman Crow about to throw a pitch in a competitive baseball game. Comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekoSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Some Friday night baseball on Easter weekend from Birmingham. Shuckers lead the Barons 1-0 for the first time in 723 days. Coleman Crow is about to throw a pitch in a competitive baseball game. The right-handed arm was acquired in December of 2023 from the New York Mets in exchange for Adrian Hauser and Tyrone Taylor. And he's set to make his Brewers organization debut on April 18th. 2025. The right-handed arm is a couple of different offerings. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup is the mix. And he's set to face the lefty Rico Nishida in the leadoff spot for the Barons. First pitch is fouled back and the count's at no balls and a strike. Fastball at 93 from Crow, who sat back before he got injured, was out all of 2024 in the back half of 2023 with Tommy John surgery. He sat around 91 to 93 at the fastball, could run it up to 95. The 0-1 is a called strike on the inner half. That one a fastball at 92. Counts at no balls and two strikes. Nishida, left-handed bat. He's hitting 320 this year. 7-for-7 in stolen bases, so a lot of speed for the lefty. Righty Crow, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, 24 years old, delivers. Nishida swings and misses. Curveball in the dirt at 77. Miller blocks it up, fires to first. Just in time, it gets Nishida. And the first batter Coleman Crow faces since April of 2023 is a strikeout. And Nishida's down swinging. That was a filthy curveball that Crow ripped off. Spin rate over 3,200. The pitch fouled off and out of play, third base side. The count's at no balls and a strike. The metrics on that curveball, 19 inches of horizontal break. That means it moved 19 inches towards Nishida's back foot. The 0-1 delivery rolled weakly to second. Brown charges, settles his feet, picks it up, fires to first, and quickly two away. Time to set the Shuckers defense for you tonight. Ethan Murray's in left. Luis Lara's in center. And Garrett Spain is in right. Third to first around the infield. Brock Wilken, Cooper Pratt, Eric Brown Jr., and Xavier Warren with Darian Miller doing the catching. The Shuckers are up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. The pitch misses up and in. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Coleman Crow, his fastball and curveball both have a ton of spin. The fastball sitting right now at 26 to 2,700 RPMs. The 1-0, swing and a miss at a fastball. That one at 2,700 RPMs. And the count evens 1-1. It's a real tight pitch with a lot of arm side run as well. 11 inches, that pitch from Crow. The 1-1, Tavares. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Well, Coleman Crow certainly doesn't look right now like he hasn't thrown a competitive pitch in 723 days. This is a real sharp first inning on the hill for the right. The 1-2. Veras swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 93. And that ends the inning. Well, what a frame for Coleman Crow, back from Tommy John and dealing. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base, and we move to the second. Shuckers 1, Barons nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
After quite the fun first inning for Coleman Crow, back from Tommy John surgery. The Shuckers lead it 1-0, and we go to the top of the second. It's the righty Eric Brown Jr. who leads things off against the lefty Noah Schultz. First pitch of the frame comes home. It misses away for ball one. Brown's hitting 191 on the season, 1-for-11 in the series. The 1-0. He takes just off the inside corner, and it's 2-0. Shuckers got a run home and a Brock Wilken RBI single back in the first inning. The 2-0 delivery. Check swing, and it's fouled off the catcher, Adam Hackenberg. And the count goes to 2-1. Schultz, a guy who was such a star last year with the Barons. Southern League Pitcher of the Year. The 2-1. Smack, third base side foul right between third base coach Lee Rodriguez's legs. And the count evens 2-2. Schultz out of the stretch, delivers, misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. Well, you looked on paper coming into this matchup, and one of the big questions was going to be, Schultz is likely going to be really good on the hill, but how would Coleman Crow be? First start over 700 days, the 3-2 misses up and in, and it's ball four. Well, the question right now is, how can Noah Schultz get to looking like Coleman Crow? Because Coleman Crow looked every bit the part of a star in the first inning. Now, yes, it's one inning and the sample size is only three outs, but ripping off curveballs at 3,200 spin rate with 19 inches of movement in towards lefties away from righties and a real tight fastball. The pitch is a called strike, top of the zone. The switch hitter Xavier Warren, who's in from the right side. There is a lot to get excited about, and there's no wonder why the Brewers are really excited to get Crow back in December of 2023. Check over to first. Brown was leaning, and he's out. He took a lean to second, and that cost him. First time a Shucker's been picked off this year at first. It was a real good throw and a good move from Schultz. The 0-1. Misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Schultz delivers. Warren tags it foul. First base side and into the seats. The count goes to 1-2. One nothing Shuckers, top of the second. Schultz delivers. Rolled to third. Off Camiletti's glove and into left. Warren rounds first. Nishida picks it up and fires it in. We'll see whether or not that's a hit or an error. It was off Warren's bat at 103. And they haven't made a ruling yet, but we'll see momentarily. You're Warren. You really want the hit. You got good wood on it. It now brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Lefty Schultz fires and misses inside, squeaks off Hackenberg, and Warren moves to second on the wild pitch. Murray, the right-handed bat's ahead in the count 1-0. He's hitting 333, 8 for 24 to begin the year with a 320 OBP. 1-0 Shuckers on the top of the second. The pitch, Murray swings and misses, about three-quarters of a swing on a slider low, and the count evens 1-1. Schultz sets the belt. Now delivers. Murray swings and misses. Swings out of his shoes. And a slider at 80. Right at the knees. He counts at 1-2. 1-2, 1 out. Schultz has yet to strike out a batter tonight. Shuckers are a tough team to strike out. Second fewest in the league entering today. The 1-2. Murray taps it foul off Hackenberg, and it rolls right between first and second. It looks like it's got his chest protector. A painful spot to get it. And the count stays at 1-2. Schultz delivers. Warren's off to third. Murray taps it foul again, and the count remains at 1-2. The Shuckers are very okay. With stealing bases off of this Barons team. Entering today, Shuckers have 16 on the year, but this series, they've run crazy on the Barons. The 1-2. Murray swings and misses. Curveball away at 79. That's the first strikeout of the day for Schultz. Second out of the inning. And it brings up the top of the order in the lefty Garrett Spain. By the way, scoring decision has finally been updated. Xavier Warren gets credit for a hit on that rocket single into left that was off Camiletti's glove. Off the bat at 103. So in steps the lefty Garrett Spain. The pitch. It's a called strike on the outer half. First pitch, Spain swings and misses. Third ball away at 80. Counts at no balls and a strike. Spain's a guy with a lot of athleticism. Something that Shucker's manager, Joe Arolt, talked about. Some real lightning-fast hands from that left-handed box. He singled back in the first. Warren's at second. 1-0 Shucker's in the second with two away. The pitch. He swings and rolls it right side of the infield. Matthews slides to a stop and snags it at second. Fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Coleman Crow's back to work after an impressive first inning. We're back to Coleman Crow after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM. The Shuckers lead it 1-0.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom two. Coleman Crow's back to work. Three impressive first inning, strikeout two. Faces the lefty Mario Camaletti. First pitch is a fastball that sliced foul third base side and out of play. And the count's no balls and a strike. The pitch, chopped foul, first base side. And the count is at no balls and two strikes. It is a really, really nasty curveball from Coleman Crow and a fastball that gets a lot of spin on it. Crow, same thing with a curveball, up to 3,200 RPMs, which is a really, really tight spin. 0-2. Just misses away. Fastball at 92. The 1-2. Curveball smacked foul. Out of play on the first base side, and the count stays at 1-2. Camaletti's batting 256 this year with a 396 OBP. Crow, a right-handed arm, kicks and delivers. Misses up and away. That was a slider at 85, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2. Curveball smacked. Two hops to first. Warren spears it. Underhands to Crow. Covers the first base bag. And quickly, there is one away. Brings up the righty, Adam Hackenberg. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half. And the count's at 0-1 to the righty Hackenberg. The pitch. Hackenberg takes just away. And the count evens 1-1. Hackenberg hitting 287. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. That one at 93. Crow works out of the windup first base side of the rubber with a jet black mitt. The 1-1. Misses off the outside corner. The count goes to 2-1. That was a curveball at 77. It is about a 15-mile-an-hour difference between the fastball and the curveball for Crow. The 2-1. Fouled straight back. Slider at 85, and the count evens at 2-2. The three main pitches we've seen from Crow to begin the night, fastball, curveball, slider. Fastball between 91 and 93. Curveball, 77, 78, and the slider splits the difference about 84 to 85. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch, curveball hooks out of the zone, and it's ball four. Hackenberg becomes the first Baron to draw a walk tonight. And it puts a man on with one away for the lefty, Oscar Colas. The pitch to the lefty is smacked out to deep right. Spain back on it towards the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch for the second out.
The designated hitter, number 46, Oscar Colas.
The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Wait a minute. That was Adam Hack. Oh, my goodness. Coleman Crow just got away with a little bit of highway robbery. The 1-0. It's a called strike in the outer half, and the count evens 1-1. I believe Adam Hackenberg was up with a 4-2 count. Nobody noticed, and Crow got a fly out to right. Two away for Colas. The pitch is 1-1, and it misses away. The count goes to 2-1. Hackenberg walked. I had written a walk in my book. All of a sudden, it was not Colas up. The 2-1 to Colas is smacked out to left. Murray's back on it at the warning track. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. On a 4-2 count. And Crow didn't realize that was the third out, because I don't think he realized that he didn't walk the batter. Coleman Crow commits a little highway robbery, and he's retired 6 straight in his Shuckers debut. It's 1-0 Shuckers, and like a good heist, we're going to make our way right to break. We're back after this. 1-0 Shuckers in the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCM.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot. That's hot. That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot. That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We go to the top of the third, 1-0 Shuckers over the Barons on the lefty, Noah Schultz delivers. The first pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1 on the switch hitter, Luis Lara, who bats from the right side. The 0-1. Schultz rolls it up the middle off Lara's bat. It's into center. Pacoya gives it a dive. And it's base hit for the switch hitter, Luis Lara. He's reached base twice tonight after his first double-A multi-hit performance a night ago. And now a man on with nobody out for the righty, Cooper Pratt. I am still in absolute disbelief of what happened in the top of the third. Check that, the bottom of the second. We're now in the top of the third. Should we be there? No, not at all. We'll get to that in a moment. The pitch to Pratt, check swing, and he goes around for strike one. In the bottom of the second, Adam Hackenberg walked. It was ball four, but then all of a sudden he walks back to the plate. You're thinking, why are you walking back? Check over to first, and Lara is back in time. The reasoning was this scoreboard had the count wrong. They had it at 2-2, so with the ball it went to 3-2, while in actuality it was ball four. And then Hackenberg flew out in the next pitch on a 4-2 count. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Sinker low, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers really got away with something there. Brewers beat reporter Kurt Hogue just chimed in and said it's revenge for the Jacob Mizorowski accident from last year, in which Jacob Mizorowski walked the batter on a swinging strike three. The 0-2 is fouled off, out of play on the first base side, and the count stays at 0-2. Jacob Mizorowski struck out a batter. He swung and missed. Everybody saw it. And it was called no swing, ball four, even though the bat ended up halfway to the dugout and the guy clearly finished his swing. The 0-2 misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. They say all things in life even out. Well, for the Shuckers, it evened out in the next season and in a different ballpark against a different team with a 4-2 count flyout. The 1-2 to Pratt, chopped foul. Works the Shuckers dugout third base side, and the count stays at 1-2. The Shuckers are up 1-0. Lara's at first. Pratt grounded into a fielder's choice back in the first, was trying to get on with a bunt. Grounded it back to the mound. The 1-2. He swings and lines it out to right. Veras in on it, makes the catch. Lara sprints back to the bag. The throw to Gusenberg is not in time. It's a hard line out from Pratt. And now one away for Brock Wilken. The really funny part, by the way, about this phantom five-pitch count, four-ball count in the top, in the bottom of the third, is that that happened to the Barons in their first home series. The pitch misses inside, and it's ball one to the righty Wilken. The Barons earn themselves a three-pitch walk, which I feel like is more rare than a five-pitch walk. The 1-0 misses inside, and it's 2-0. I really think the most surprising part about all this is the Barons never noticed. Usually the other team's up in arms, but everybody just kind of moved along. Schultz is 2-0. It misses away, and it's 3-0. Lefty Schultz delivers. It's a called strike on the outer half, a fastball at 95, and it's 3-1. Wilkin is the reason why the Shuckers are up 1-0. Lined a single into left and a hop back in the first. Lara's off first. The pitch from Schultz. It misses low, and it's a 5-pitch walk for the Southern League walk leader. Two on, one out, and ready. Luke Adams digs in. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead in the third. One run on four hits for the Shuckers. Adams digs in. Shuckers have already had six at-bats tonight with a runner in scoring position. Adams potentially the seventh. The pitch from Schultz. It misses low and the count's at 1-0. The Shuckers enter today just 5-for-35 in the series with 8 strikeouts with a runner in scoring position. That's a 143 average, including an 0-for-5 day yesterday. However, the Shuckers already have one hit with the runner in scoring position, and because of that, they're up 1-0. Schultz delivers. Misses up and away, and it's 2-0. This pitch count already starting to rise for Schultz. That was his 56th pitch of the night. After he topped out, maxed out at 84 over 5 innings last time out last Saturday night against Chattanooga. The 2-0. Adams takes a strike at the very top of the zone, a changeup at 81. And the count's 2-1. The 2-1. Misses inside, back pick to first, and Wilkins back in time. And now the count rolls to 3-1 against Adams. Shuckers have already drawn 3 walks and just 1 strikeout tonight against Schultz. It's been a very good approach by the Shuckers, put together by their hitting coach Kevin Martier in his first year in the Brewers organization. The 3-1. Adams takes away, and it's ball 4. Back-to-back walks loads him up with 1 away for the lefty, Darian Miller. And that brings out pitching coach John Kovalik. By the way, fan, you can join the broadcast on the Broussard's Barbershop. Text the booth line, 601-514-0776. For the Broussard's Barbershop, text the booth line. Join the broadcast, 601-514-0776. And text the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network at 228-697-3180 or visit them, 150 GE Orr Street in downtown Biloxi. Again, the text of the booth number, 601-514-0776. Kovalik's back to the first base dugout. Adams is at first. Wilkins at second. Lara's at third. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead in the third. One out. And the corners come in. Miller, left-handed, bats 0-for-1 tonight. The pitch. Hammered. Out to left. Nishida back on it. Now under it. Laura ready to tag. Nishida makes the catch. Laura tags from third. The throw home is not in time, and it's about halfway up the third baseline. It's a sack fly from Miller, his second RBI of the season. And the Shuckers now lead it 2-0. Great piece of hitting from Darian Miller right there. Brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Drew a walk back in the second. He's picked off first. Adams at first, Wilkins at second. But a good piece of hitting from Miller. Got a sinker at 94 low and got under it. Was able to shoot it out to left for a sack fly. Schultz delivers. It's a slider and a called strike 1 in the inside corner. The 0-1. Misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. First and second, 2 away in the third. Schultz delivers. Swing and a miss, a wild cut. On the slider, low at 81. Almost drops in right on Brown's back foot. The count's at 1-2. Nobody's up in the bullpen for the Barons, despite a real high pitch count from Schultz. Got through his 64th pitch of the night, and it's just the third inning. Meanwhile, on the Shuckers side of things, Coleman Crow, who is under a pitch count, has thrown 26 pitches in two innings. The 1-2. Backdoors a slider, and it's a called strike three in the outside corner. Brown's down looking, but the Shuckers get a run. A run on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. The Shuckers have stranded five, but they've scored two. 2-0 Shuckers after 2.5 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the king of carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Bottom three, and it's 2-0 Shuckers. Coleman Crow's back to work after a real hot start for the night. Six up, six down, with two strikeouts. His first pitch just misses up. A slider at 83, and the count's at 1-0. He faces the righty Sean Gusenberg, 2-for-7 this year with two strikeouts. Now the 1-0, tipped off Miller's mitt, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers, one in the first, one in the third. Crow delivers and misses away with a slider. The count goes to 2-1. Well, one of the big characteristics for Crow's fastball, while it may not be overly hard, it's about 91, 93. It's got a lot of spin and is really flat, which is a good thing. 2-1. Nub, first base side, fouled off a slider, and the count's at 2-2. It's a thing called vertical approach angle, which is a little bit in the weeds on the baseball nerd herd side of things. But basically what it is the degree of angle that the pitch comes to the plate. The flatter the pitch, the longer it stays up, and the harder it is to hit. The 2-2. Curveball tipped into Miller's mitt for strike three. That was a curveball at 77. And Gusenberg's down on strikes, one away. Brings up the righty, Jacob Burke. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third. But Coleman Crow's fastball, he just pumped one last at-bat at a 3.7 vertical approach angle. The average is 4.4 in Major League Baseball. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. There's a great article out there from February of 2025 on the Magnus.com blog about how swing rate, swinging strike rate influences it. The pitch, swing and a miss on that fastball. And the count's at 1-1. Basically, the lower the vertical approach angle, the more swings and misses a pitch gets. So, example, if you're below 3.85, it's 24%. The pitch, chopped foul. That's a curveball, third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Meanwhile, if you're below the big league average, 3.8 to 4.3, you're at 21.3%. Well, anything above 4.5, 5, that's when you start getting 12% swing strike rate, 10%, 9%, places where you don't want to be. The 1-2. Chopped foul, third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. So for Crow, a guy you may ask the question, well, he's only throwing 91 to 93. Why all of a sudden does he get all these swings and misses without throwing overly hard? And it's because the pitch just doesn't fall. It stays up, and guys swing under it. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Got him looking. Called strike on the inner half. And now two away, and it brings up the righty, Jason Matthews.
Second baseman, number 14, Jason Matthews.
Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third, and the righty Crow faces the righty, Jason Matthews. 3-for-10 with a homer. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 87, and the count's at 0-1. This has been a real encouraging start to see from Coleman Crow. He struck out 4 and retired 8 straight to begin his night. The 0-1. Fouled back, and the count's at 0-2. That was a cutter from Crow. It's the first time we've seen that pitch tonight. Gives another band of velocity alongside that fastball. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball just misses low at 78, and the count's at 1-2. The 1-2. Rolled to short. Pratt gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first, and that ends the inning. And it's 9 up, 9 down for Coleman Crow in his Brewers organization debut. I don't know if the folks in Milwaukee could picture a better start to Crow's Brewers tenure. 2-0 Shuckers. After 3, we go to the 4th on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruising WGCM.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Schultz is back to work. The left-handed arm faces Shuckers order. And Xavier Warren in the eighth spot. He bats from the right side. Lefty Schultz fires. It's fouled straight back. And the count's at 0-1. Schultz has struck out only 2 tonight. He has not been his usual self. He's used a ton of pitches. The 0-1. Misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Warren singled in a left center back in the second. Was his second hit of the series. He had entered today just 1-for-8 with a strikeout. The 1-1. He swings and lines it in a right, and it's down for a base hit. Two hops to Veras, and it's a multi-hit night for Xavier Warren. He's seeing it well against the lefty. And it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. And this really illustrates the point that Noah Schultz this season has really not been himself. It's been a weird start for him. Last year, he knew he was going every Saturday. knew he was throwing a max of four innings and emptied the tank. Struck out over a batter per inning. ERA under 1.5. The pitch. Shot foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. And it wasn't a guarded thing that Schultz was only going to go four innings. That was a very public thing from the White Sox and the Barons and Kurt Bloom, the former Barons broadcaster. But Schultz this year, it really has not been the same. The 0-1 popped up right side of the infield. Matthews, the second baseman, in. Gusenberg, the first baseman, under it. And he makes the catch. One out, one on, and the lefty Garrett Spain now digs in. If you look at the starts for Schultz, 8 hits allowed, 4 runs allowed in his first start, 5 hits allowed, did not allow a run, worked around 2 walks in his second start, and today he's allowed 5 hits, and he's walked 3. The pitch, the lefty Spain misses away, and it's 1-0. One out, one on, 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the fourth. Spain's 1-for-2 today, singled in the left center back in the first to lead it off, and then grounded out to second in the second. The 1-0, Spain takes away, and it's 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. It misses up and in at 94, and the count goes to 3-0. And this also illustrates the point. Schultz's pitch count is through the roof. About to throw his 74th of the night. Just 3 1/3. The pitch misses away, and it's ball 4. And we confirm that this is a 4-pitch walk this time. Spain reaches. Warren moves to second, and now 2-1, 1-out. It brings up the switch here to Luis Lora. Well, the reason why we say that is that's actually a true thing. 4 pitches, 4 balls did not constitute a walk about 2 innings ago. With a 4-2 count, the scoreboard had it wrong. Nobody noticed on the field. And Coleman Crowe got a fly out to right in a 4-2 count. Has to be the only time that's ever happened in baseball history. Except for back in the day when they were figuring out how many balls should constitute a walk in the 1880s. And it was 7-6 and then got it to 4. Lara's up from the right side. The pitch smacked foul. Third base side and out of play. It counts at 0-1. The Barons have started to get the bullpen moving. It is number 20, Andrew Dahlquist, who's up. The pitch. Is a called strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Spain's at first, Warren's at second. It's 2-0 Shuckers in the fourth. The pitch from Schultz. Lara smacks it right side and in a right for a base hit. A couple of hops to Varus. Warren rounds third. Varus's throw home on a hop is... not in time. A terrific slide from Warren, and Lara escapes the second on the throw. It's Lara's second consecutive multi-hit performance. It's his second RBI of the year, and it's 3-0 Shuckers. That was a strong throw from Varus, but a head-first slide and a little swim move from Warren gets him home. And all of a sudden, Luis Lora is quietly heating up. Runners on second and third. Already, Cooper Pratt digs it. Infield now in. And the Shuckers have tagged the lefty Schultz for 3. The pitch. Pratt swings and misses. Fastball up, and it's 0-1. The 0-1. Pratt takes inside. Hackenberg blocks it up. And it counts at 1-1. The 1-1. Pratt takes inside, and it's 2-1. The 2-1. Pratt smacks it third base side, just foul. And barely foul. The count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Lara's at second. Spain's at third. Infield in for the Barons. Schultz comes set. Now the pitch. Misses up, and the count goes full. Dahlquist continues to get warm up in the pen. The pitch, smack to third, backhanded by Camaletti. Here comes Spain, the throw home. He swims around the tag, but it gets him just before he taps home. Spain down on his knees. A little unhappy with the call from the home plate umpire, Shane Sullivan. Pratt grounds into his second fielder's choice of the night. Laura stays put at second. And now it's two away for the righty Brock Wilken. But manager Guillermo Quiroz has seen enough. Schultz departs, and in comes Andrew Dahlquist. 3-0 Checkers, three runs on six hits. A nice little cushion on a Friday night. Bruce Hard's Barbershop call to the bullpen, and we come back on the Checkers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Come to the ballpark and join the Checkers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
It's Bruce Hard's Barbershop call to the bullpen for the Barons. The righty Andrew Dahlquist comes in. Noah Schultz done after 3 2/3 innings. Gives up 6 hits and so far 3 runs. The righty Dahlquist inherits 2 base runners and delivers to the righty Wilken, who checks his swing on a slider. And the home plate umpire Shane Sullivan says he goes around. And the count's at 0-1. Dahlquist steps off for a moment. Wilken is 1-for-1 tonight, singled on a rocket up the middle back in the first, off the bat at 105. And then drew a walk in the third. One of four allowed tonight from Schultz, who did not look like himself in what the Checkers saw last year. Dahlquist, the 0-1. Slider misses low and away, and the count evens 1-1. He only struck out 2, walked 4, and needed a ton of pitches, 82 of them to be exact, and didn't even get through the fourth inning. Dahlquist, by the way, makes his 5th appearance. He has not allowed a run in 6 2/3 innings. The pitch. Wilken takes a strike at the knees, and it's 1-2. One hit, no runs, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. He's faced 21 batters, and they have an 0.53 average against him. The 1-2. Wilkin takes away. Curveball at 83, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch misses up, and the count goes full. The 3-2 runners go. Wilkin swings and smacks it foul. First base side and into the seats, and the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Lara's at second. The pitch is a called strike three at the top of the zone. Fastball at 96. And that ends the inning. The Shuckers strike for a run on two hits. No errors and two runners left on base. We're through three and a half and the Shuckers lead 3-0. Coleman Crowe's back to work when we return to the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruising WGCN.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Head to the bottom of the fourth, and the righty Coleman throws back to work, and what has been a real good start to his Brewers organizational tenure. He's got 9 up, 9 down with 4 strikeouts, and he faces the left-handed hitting Rico Nishida. First pitch, just misses away. Slider at 84, and it's 1-0. Crows has put together a couple of real nice pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a cutter. The pitch is smacked out to left center. Murray's after it, and it's down for a base hit. He cuts it off in the alleyway. Nishida goes for two. The throw and a hop. The tag. Got no. He's called safe. Well, that was a close play. A real close play. Brown snapped the tag on Nishida. And it looks like Nishida, at least from the umpire's vantage point, just got the foot in. It's a hustle double for Nishida. It's the first hit of the night for the Barons. And it brings up the lefty, William Bergoglio. Bergoglio digs in from the left side. Now the pitch misses inside, and it's 1-0. Reminder, fans, this inning is brought to you by Gulf South Law Firm. If you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today, 228-239-3989. The 1-0. It misses low and away, and it's 2-0. You can also visit them online, GulfSouthLaw.com. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. Now the pitch is a curveball low, And it's 2-0. By the way, we were talking about flat fastballs in the bottom of the third inning, and now Coleman Crowe has one of them, a pitch that looks like it stays up in the zone a good bit. The pitch. It misses away, and that's ball four. First two have reached here in the fourth against Crowe, and it brings up the righty Wolford Barris. And it also brings out Shuckers' manager, Joe Arolt. Shuckers have had the bullpen up and going. Arolt makes the point. It's Nate Peterson who pops out the left-handed arm. Crowe is done after two batters into the fourth. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memories. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Cut, send him a text, 228-697-3180, Bruce Stars Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. It's the righty Wolford Veras who steps in against the lefty Peterson. Two on, nobody out, 3-0 Shuckers in the fourth. The pitch from Peterson. Misses inside, and it's ball one. This is Peterson's first relief appearance of the year. So far in two starts, he has a 7.94 ERA. Walked six in the Sunday series finale against the Queenstones. The 0-1. Hot foul. Out of play in the first base side. And check that, the count evens 1-1. Barris is 0-1 tonight. Struck out on a fastball from Crowe, who has an incomplete line at the moment, but what a real nice start to his Brewers organization tenure. The 1-1. Veras takes strike two on the outer half, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Crowe, three-plus innings, gives up one hit, one walk, four strikeouts, rips off a couple really, really nice curveballs, and throws 47 pitches. Peterson's 1-2. Misses low and inside. Miller blocks it up. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 93. Veras is down swinging. Now one away. One out, two on, 3-0 Shuckers in the fourth. And the lefty Mario Camaletti now digs in. He's 0-1 tonight. The pitch from Peterson just misses away, and it's ball one. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half, and the count evens 1-1. Peterson, a left-handed arm, a native of Oklahoma. The 1-1 misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Last time out for Peterson, again, was in last series against the Clingstones. It was last Saturday night when the Shuckers were playing as the Biloxi Kingcakes. Gave up 4 runs on a first-inning homer. Walked 6, gave up just 1 hit. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, a long swing and a 92-mile-an-hour heater. And the count set 2-2. Last year, the bullpen was the place for Nate Peterson. He split time between the rotation and the bullpen, but the bullpen was really where he made his bread and butter as a pitcher. The 2-2 to Camiletti. Swing and a miss, fastball at 94. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Peterson, now 2 away. And the righty, Adam Heckenberg, set to dig in. Peterson last year, 12 appearances in relief, and had a 4.01 ERA. And had a couple of real nice appearances, including one here in Birmingham. The pitch to the righty, Heckenberg. Swing and a miss. Slider off the inner half at 86. The count's at 0-1. Hackenberg's 0-for-1 tonight with a fly out to right. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead in the fourth. Peterson kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball tap of the zone. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Peterson out of the stretch, delivers. Both runners go. It's popped foul, first base side and out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Nishida at second, Pergoy at first. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner at 85, and Peterson comes in with 2 on and nobody out. Strikes out the side. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. 2 runners left on base, and we go to the fifth. The Shuckers lead 3-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Luke Adams leads things off for the Shuckers as we move to the fifth inning. It's the righty Andrew Dahlquist back to work. And the righty's first pitch is a fastball that's on the outside corner for a strike against the righty Luke Adams. Dahlquist came in with 2 outs and a couple of runners on. 2 on, in fact, 1 in scoring position. but he retired Brock Wilkin looking on a fastball. That ended the frame. The 0-1. Adams shoots it foul first base side off the netting. That counts at 0-2. Adams is 0-1 tonight. Fly out and a walk. And now Wilfred Varis is trying to track down the baseball to flip it into the stands. He does, and finally get back to play. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead in the fifth. Shuckers are out hitting the Barons 6-1. And now the 0-2. This is inside, and counts it a ball and two strikes. The 1-2, curveball, misses up and in, and it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Righty Dahlquist delivers. Curveball misses up, and it's 3-2. The 3-2 delivery. Adams pops it foul behind home plate. Out of play. And the count stays full. Darian Miller's on deck. Shuckers have tallied a run in three of the first four innings and exactly one run. One in the first, one in the third, and now one in the fourth. End of the fifth. Shuckers are looking to continue to tally on. The 3-2. Rolled under Dahlquist's glove into second. Matthews has it on the back of the infield. Fingers to first. It's in time, and Adams is retired.
The catcher, Darian Miller.
Miller digs in from the left side. First pitch is a called strike on the outer half, and it's 0-1. Miller is 0-1 tonight, but the one RBI came on a sac fly last time up in the third inning. The 0-1 from Dahlquist is a curveball that's low, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Miller's tallied two ribbies this year. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Both the RBIs have come this series for Miller. He drove in his first run of the year back on Wednesday with an RBI double down the left field line in the first inning. Two balls, one strike, one away. Dahlquist delivers, and it's smacked foul. The eye don't play, out of play, and it counts at 2-2. Dahlquist, the 2-2. Called strike three in the outer half. A fastball at 95. And now two away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Well, Dahlquist has come in and has been efficient and good. Two strikeouts for the first three outs. And it brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Two outs, nobody on. 3-0 Shuckers in the top of the fifth. The righty, Dahlquist, delivers. Brown takes low and away, and counts at 1-0. The pitch chopped up the middle. Bergoglio to his left, stabs at it behind second, snags it, fires on the run to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame from Dahlquist in the top of the fifth, and we're officially halfway through in Birmingham. Shuckers 3, Barons nothing. We're back in a flash on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal.
Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, Mizorowski, and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers' box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Left-handed hitting former big leaguer Oscar Kovas digs in against the lefty Nate Peterson. Peterson came in for the righty Coleman Crow with two on in the fourth and proceeded to strike out the side in order. Strands two inherited runners, and the lefty Kovas now digs in to begin the fifth. First pitch, a smacked third base side towards foul territory. Wilkin in a dead sprint towards the foul line, and he slides to a stop. And the ball drops foul for strike one. The Shuckers are up 3-0 in this one. The pitching has been excellent, as it's been throughout the series. Peterson's 0-1. Kolas takes away, and the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers recorded their first shutout of the season on Wednesday. Gave up four yesterday, one on Tuesday. You add that up together, it's easy math. Five runs allowed so far. The 1-1. Smack foul back to the screen, and the count's at 1-2. And any time as a pitching staff going into the weekend of a six-game series and you've only allowed five runs halfway through Friday, that's going to make Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence pretty happy. Peterson's 1-2 is popped up. First base side. Warren in on a sprint, makes the catch. About halfway at the first baseline. And that retires Kolas for the first out. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're through 8.5. Pensacola leads Columbus 1-0. Meanwhile, they're in the middle of the fifth inning. What in the world? It's 11-9 Montgomery over Rocket City. And the box score just gets weird. The pitch to Gusenberg, swing and a miss, and the righty's down in the count 0-1. Rocket City started the game with six in the top of the first. Usually you score six in the top of the first, it's easy sailing, right? No. Montgomery scored 11 in the second, and it's 11-9 through 4.5. The 0-1 smacked a short right to Pratt. Easy pickings for the shortstop. And now two away for the righty Jacob Burke. One game's gone final earlier today. Chattanooga and Knoxville both now at 6-6. As the Lookouts took down the Smokies 3-1. Two outs, nobody on. Peterson's been terrific in relief. Five up, five down. And the righty Jacob Burke now digs in. 3-0 Shuckers in the fifth. The pitch rolled right side of the infield. Weakly to the first baseman Warren. He snags it, takes it to the bank himself. Quick and easy for Nate Peterson in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Shuckers 3, Barons nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low.
Sixth inning in Birmingham, and the Shuckers are up 3-0. Three runs on six hits, no errors. For the Barons, no runs on a single hit. Double to lead off the fourth from Ricky Nishida, and no errors. Ready, Andrew Dahlquist is back to work. Faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the left side. And the first pitch of the frame comes home. It misses up and away, and the counts of the ball and no strikes. Warren's 2-for-2 tonight, one of two multi-hit performances from the Shuckers. Luis Lora's got the other one in the two-spot in the lineup. The 1-0. Curveball misses away. Count. There's the two balls and no strikes. Warren last time up smacked a single in the right. The pitch, swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. Counts two balls and one strike. Warren came around to score on an RBI single from Luis Lara. Ready, Dahlquist sets at the belt. Now the 2-1. It is a called strike on the outer half. Fastball at 94. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Ready, Dahlquist delivers. Curveball, swing and a miss. Put on a platter top of the zone, and Warren swung right through it. One away, and it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. One out, nobody on. Murray, a right-handed bat, digs in against the righty, Dahlquist. 3-0 Shuckers in the sixth. One out, nobody on. The pitch. It's a called strike on the inner half. A fastball at 95. And it's 0-1. Murray entered today 4-for-7 with hits in three straight in this series. The 0-1. Murray takes a slider at the knees for strike two. The 0-2 delivery, curveball, misses up, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. You hear the rotors of a helicopter off in the distance. We are right across the street from the Children's Hospital of Alabama, the largest one in the whole state. The 1-2 delivery, Murray pops it up in our direction and over our heads. One ball, two strikes, one away. Shuckers up 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch misses low and away. And the count evens 2-2. Top of the order is due up next with the lefty Garrett Spain. Now the pitch. Murray taps it foul back to the screen. And the count stays 2-2. By the way, that foul ball brought to you by Class Doctor. whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Dahlquist delivers. Pop foul in our direction and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. The pitch. Called strike three, top of the zone, a fastball at 95. And it's back-to-back strikeouts from Dahlquist. Two out, nobody on, and it brings up the lefty Garrett Spain. Spain is 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a walk. He's been thrown out in the bases twice, not really on his own accord. 3-0 Shuckers in the sixth. The pitch, curveball, and it's called strike one in the outer half. Spain was thrown out trying to get to third when Cooper Pratt laid down a bunt back to the mound in the first. In the fourth, he tried to come home on a ground ball to third and was also thrown out. The 0-1 is a called strike on the inner half, and it's 0-2. That was a fastball at 94 from Dahlquist. No balls, two strikes, two away. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead in the top of the sixth inning. Dahlquist comes in. Now the pitch. Spain smacks it foul. Third base side and out of play. Bunch of kids go scurrying after it. And the count stays at 0-2. There's about 15 kids that are chasing after that baseball. Dahlquist delivers. Spain takes strike three in the inner half, a fastball at 95. And Dahlquist strikes out the side in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 5.5. Shuckers 3, Barons nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
In, steps in at the very back of the right-handed box against the lefty Nate Peterson. 3-0 Shuckers as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning on a gorgeous Friday night in Birmingham. First pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup low and away at 85, and the count's at 0-1. Peterson kicks and delivers. Bunt shown, bunted foul, third base side. It counts at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Peterson's been terrific in relief. He's gone six up, six down, including three strikeouts that all came in a row in the fourth inning. The 0-2. Matthews swings and tips it into Miller's mitt for strike three. Matthews down on strikes, one away. And it brings up the top of the order in the lefty, Riku Nishida, who has the only hit tonight for the Barons. Barons have been around for quite some time. This marks their, not in succession, but their 140th anniversary of the first year of Barons baseball in 1885. The pitch to Nishida. Punchon pulled back, and it just misses away for ball one. The Barons back then were originally named the Coal Barons. Birmingham, quite a large history of coal and mining in the area. The 1-0 delivery. Nishida shows bunt, pulls back, but it's called strike in the outer half. And the count evens 1-1. Birmingham was founded as a city in 1871. And back then, iron ore, coal, and limestone were sort of the big exports of the city in its early days. The 1-1. Nishida shows bunt, bunts it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. And back in the day when you had teams in the 1800s, first the 1-2 pitch to Nishida is a called strike three in the outer half. How about this from Peterson? Five strikeouts, and he's retired now eight in a row. Brings up the lefty, William Brokoya. Back in the 1800s when you had teams, they really just picked their name of either whatever thing was going on in the city, the color of their socks, or the company that they worked for. And that was really around all sports in the early 1900s and the late 1800s. The pitch to the lefty, Brokoya, with two away. Is smacked foul, third base side and out of play, and it's 0-1. For example, you have the Red Sox and the White Sox. The Red Sox were named the Red Sox because their socks were red. The White Sox because their socks were white. The 0-1, smacked foul back to the screen, and it's 0-2. For example, the Cincinnati Reds used to be called the Cincinnati Red Stockings because they wore red socks. They shortened it to Reds because you couldn't have two Red Sox back in the day. The 0-2 to Brokoya misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The Barons, dating all the way back to 1885, the four coal fields in the Birmingham area. A lot of history in this city. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Nate Peterson strikes out the side. Final pitch, 92 on the outer half of the fastball. He's got six strikeouts through just three innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the 7th. 3-0 Shuckers on the Shuckers Radio Network. And the Shuckers Radio Network.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
The end of the 7th inning, pitchers in the ballgame for the Barons. Select good pulling to relieve to the right is Andrew Dahlquist. Dahlquist was real nice in his 2 1/3 innings on the hill. 2 1/3, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. As the lefty Polish delivers to the switch hitter Luis Lara, he bats from the right side. First pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's at no balls and 1 strike. We've seen 6 straight strikeouts in this game. Nate Peterson struck out the side in the bottom of the 6th, and Dahlquist struck out the side in the top of the 6th. The pitch smacks right side of the infield. Matthews, the second baseman, to his left, snags it, fires on the run to first, and for the first time tonight, Luis Lara is retired. Now one away, nobody on in the righty Cooper practice. And by the way, this is a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Schedule your next cut today, 228-697-3980, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. The pitch to the righty Pratt misses up and in for ball one. Polish makes his 4th appearance of the year. He's been dominant. 4 1/3 innings. He's allowed 1 base run. That was on a walk. No hits, no runs, and 3 strikeouts. The pitch fouled straight back, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Pratt lines it out to right center, and it's down for a base hit. Burks over into the alleyway and snags it on a few hops. Pratt reaches. It snaps a 2-game hitless streak. And now one on, one out, and the ready Brock Wilkin is set to step in. Wilkin is 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI single back in the first. He struck out looking in the 4th. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead. That hit their 7th of the night. They've out-hit the Barons 7-1. The pitch to Wilkin. He swings and chops it towards third. Camaletti spears it, bobbles it shoulder high, fires to first just in time. A good recovery from Camaletti. Wilkin's retired for the second out. That little bobble, though not an error, just saved the Biloxi Shuckers from an inning-ending double play. 2 out, 1 on, and the ready Luke Adams digs in. Taps the plate a couple of times and stands in at the very back of the right-handed box. Two out, runner on second, 3-0 Shuckers in the top of the 7th. Polish delivers. This is low when the count's at 1-0. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in tonight. Also, a big hello to the Shuckers Radio Network's favorite dog, Creole, tuning in tonight from Uptown New Orleans. Polish, the 1-0, misses away, and it's 2-0. Also, a big hello to Faith, Glenn, Taylor, Justin, and Austin, all tuning in together from Long Beach. A big hello to Glenn in Ocean Springs, and a big hello to Craig, tuning in from Gulfport. Polish, the 2-0. Misses away, and it's 3-0. You can always join in the broadcast on the text, the booth line, 228-697-3180. Check that, 601-514-0776 on the Broussard's Barbershop text, the booth line. The 3-0. Adams takes inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk, his 2nd of the night. And now runners on 1st and 2nd with 2 away for the lefty, Darian Miller. Shuckers tonight, 2-for-10 with the runner in scoring position. Yesterday, they were 0-for-5 and lost 4-1. A little bit different today. Miller, by the way, is 0-for-2 with a sac fly and an RBI. That drove in the Shuckers' 2nd of 3 runs. That was back in the 3rd inning. Miller digs in. Makes a cross outside the batter's box with his bat. Now digs in, very back of the left-handed box. Adams is at first, Pratt is at second. 3-0 Shuckers, top of the 7th. The pitch from Polish. It's a slider and a called strike 1. Polish, a left-handed arm, stands in 6'4", 215 pounds from Richardson, Texas. Polish is 0-1. It misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 to Miller. He swings and pops it foul ball out of play behind home plate. And the count goes to 1-2. Polish throughout college was always a reliever. Spent 3 years at Stanford, 1 year at Texas A&M before signing as an undrafted free agent with the White Sox in 2022. Spent all of last year in Birmingham. No saves, but 38 relief appearances. Polish is 1-2. Slider, it's a called strike three in the outer half. No runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. It's time to stretch in Birmingham. It's a 3-0 Checkers lead on the Checkers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shucker's birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Birmingham, 74 degrees. The sun has set. And the lefty, Nate Peterson, back to work. Faces the righty, Wolford Veras. First pitch, Veras takes a strike in the outer half, and it's 0-1. Peterson's had quite the start to the day. 9 up, 9 down, and 6 strikeouts in relief. Came in for the righty, Coleman Crow. The 0-1. Rolled right side of the infield. Brown maneuvers to his left, snags it at second, fires to first, and it's in time. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Mario Camaletti. With that, time for a check, the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. You can plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the fifth, the Brewers lead the Athletics 2-0 in a series opener from American Family Field in Wisconsin. First pitch is a swing and a miss from Camaletti, and it counts at 0-1. Elsewhere in the org, everything else has gone final. Wisconsin Tim Rattler swept in a doubleheader against the Lansing Lugnuts. The pitch fouled back, and it's 0-2. They fell 8-4 in Game 1, which featured a rehab start from Brandon Woodruff. They fell in 5 innings, 3-2 in Game 2. Carolina destroyed Delmarva 10-1. They're at 11-2 to start the season in single A. The 0-2 swing and tipped into Miller's mitt for strike 3, 7 strikeouts tonight for Peterson. And now 2 away. In AAA, the Nashville Sounds dropped in a heartbreaker, a walk-off 2-1 loss against the Charlotte Knights. The Sounds now at 10-8 to begin the season. Brings up the righty, Adam Hackenberg. 3-0 Shuckers. Nobody on. 2 out in 7. Peterson delivers. Swing and tipped into Miller's mitt, and the count's at 0-1. 7 strikeouts tonight in relief for Peterson. The best he's looked all year long. Struck out just 2 in his first 2 starts. The 0-1 misses away, and the count evens 1-1. So after 2 strikeouts total in his first 2 starts of the year, 1 in each of them, he's gone ahead and struck out 7 today in 3 2/3. The 1-1 This is up and away. Grunt from Peterson as he throws that one at 94. And it's 2-1. Hackenberg's 0-2 tonight. Fly out and a strikeout. The pitch looped right side of the infield. Brown's after it. And it's down for a base hit. Pulls to the right fielder's bank. It's a single for Hackenberg. That is the first hit since Rico Nishida's only hit. A double into the alleyway to begin the fourth. Brings up the lefty Oscar Colas. He's 0-2 today with a fly out to left and a pop out to first. Checkers bullpen for a moment started to get moving. The pitch to Colas. It's a called strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. But nobody started throwing in the Shuckers pen. Now somebody grabs a baseball. It's like that's Nick Merkel, right-handed arm down in the pen. The 0-1. This is low, and the count evens 1-1. It's an interesting case with Nate Peterson. Tonight he's wearing the high black socks and the short gray pants. He's mixed it up every now and then, but whenever he wears this look, it seems to be when he pitches his best. The 1-1. Fouled back, and the count's at 1-2. Counts at a ball and two strikes. Colas thought that was his pitch. Peterson, after rocking the low pants look last start, this appearance, the high socks, and it's led to 7 strikeouts and just 1 hit allowed. The 1-2 to Colas. Swing and tipped into Miller's mitt for strike 3, and that ends the inning. Have yourself a day, Nate Peterson. 4 shutout innings in relief. And he strikes out 8. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. 1 runner left on base, and we go to the 8th inning. Checkers 3, Barons nothing. Checkers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Davis steps and toes the rubber. Faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. to begin the 8th. 3-0 Shuckers. The pitch. Check swing. First base umpire says he goes around. And the count's no balls and one strike. Shuckers lead 3-0 in part because of a couple terrific pitching performances from Nate Peterson and Coleman Crow. Davis is 0-1. Tipped in and out of Hackenberg's mitt behind the plate, and it's 0-2. Checkers starter Coleman Crow, 3-plus innings, did not give up a run, gave up just 1 hit and struck out 4. Nate Peterson has struck out 8 through 4 innings in a piggyback tandem situation on the Checkers pitching staff. Meanwhile, the Checkers have been limited to just 3 runs. The way the pitching staff has been, 3 runs looks like about 12 for the Barons. The 0-2. Swing and a miss on a slider low. Hackenberg blocks it up and snaps the tag on Brown. And now one away. Brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Davis this season, he makes his fourth appearance. He's given up four runs on five hits in 3 2/3 innings. Two walks, and that strikeout was his fourth of the young season. Xavier Warren digs in, left-handed bat against the righty Poehler, against the righty Davis. The pitch. It's a called strike on the outer half, and it's 0-1. Warren tonight is 2-for-3. Both his hits came batting as a righty against the lefty starter, Noah Schultz. The 0-1 to Warren. He stares at a fastball, and it's a called strike on the outer half. It's 0-2. 3-0 Shuckers. In the top of the eighth inning, no balls, two strikes, one away. Lefty righty Davis comes in. Now the 0-2. Tipped. And Hackenberg's mitt. And that's strike three. Strike has really come in a big-time way for this Barons bullpen. The Shuckers have struck out in total 10 times tonight. 8 of them have come against the Barons pen. It brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Murray's been 0-for-3 tonight. Two strikeouts and a pop out to first. The pitch from Davis is a fastball, top of the zone, called strike at 96. The pitch rolled right side and through for a base hit. Duesenberg lunged for it, but it was by him. And Ethan Murray extends his hit streak to 4 straight. Puts a man on with 2 away for the top of the order and the left-hander hitting Garrett Spain.
Black hitter Garrett Spain.
Spain tonight is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. He struck out looking against the righty Andrew Dahlquist. He struck out 5. That was back in the 6th inning. Spain, a high set of the hands from the left-handed box. The pitch, dribbled foul off the instep of his front foot. Count moves to no balls and one strike. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead. They have 8 hits and 3 runs. Meanwhile, the Barons do not have a run and have collected just 2 hits total. The 0-1. This is inside. Oh, it almost hits Spain. He jumps out of the way. Count evens 1-1. One on, two out. Shuckers are up 3-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Righty Davis sets. Checks over to first. Murray's jazzed back in town. It was a close one. Shuckers have already been picked off once tonight. That was back in the 2nd inning when Eric Brown Jr. got picked off. Davis comes set. The 1-1 misses away, and it's 2-1. The pitch. Spain swings and misses. Curveball in the dirt at 82. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nick Merkel continues to warm up in the Shuckers bullpen. Meanwhile, righty Davis stares in against the signs from Hackenberg. The 2-2. Misses inside, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 out. Murray will be off at first. Righty Davis comes set against the lefty Spain. The 3-2, Murray's off. Spain swings and misses, and a slider low at 83. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Nick Merkel emerges from the bullpen as we head to the bottom of the eighth. The Shuckers are up 3-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
The Shuckers make a Bruce Sarge barbershop call to the bullpen. Peterson is done after four shutout innings in the strikeout. And comes the right-handed throwing man by the name of the Large Mammal. It's the righty Nick Merkel. First pitch to the righty Sean Gusenberg misses low and away, and it's ball one. Merkel, 6'7", 230 pounds, 26-year-old native of Spokane, Washington. The 1-0. Gusenberg fouls it back and out of play, and the count evens 1-1. Merkel makes his fifth appearance of the year. He's given up just one run on five hits in 8 2/3 innings, seven walks, but six strikeouts. The 1-1 slider tipped off Miller's mitt right between the wickets. Count goes to 1-2. Gusenberg's 0-2 tonight. Strikeout and a line out to short. The 1-2. Curveball smacked out to deep left. Murray back on it. Turns around and it smacks off the base of the wall. He picks it up. Gusenberg charges to second. Quick relay in. He's not in time. And it's a stand-up double for Gusenberg. Off the bat at 1-0-6. And that's how things get started in the eighth inning. The Shuckers tonight have certainly used the strikeout as their friend. Merkel was trying to hunt for his first of the night there. The curveball in the inner half at 81. Gusenberg jumped all over it. It's the righty Jacob Burke that now digs in. 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out to first. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead in the eighth. Merkel delivers. He misses up and it's 1-0. Entering today, 39 of the 70 outs in this series from the Barons were by the way of the strikeout. So far today, the Shuckers batted 12 more strikeouts to that total. 1-0. Swing and tipped into Miller's mitt, a knuckle curve at 81. And the count evens 1-1. 12 strikeouts today for the Shuckers. That's now 51 of the first 99 outs in the series have been by way of a strikeout. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Counts at 1-2. And that is a 51.5% clip of outs recorded by the strikeout in this series. The 1-2. Misses low with a knuckle curve. This time at 84. And it counts at 2-2. The pitch, runner off to third. It's smacked out towards short right. Spain in on it, under it. Gusenberg back to second. Spain makes the catch. No throw to second. Just lops it back in. Gusenberg touched third and sprinted straight back to second.
Second baseman Jason Matthews.
Now one away, and the 100th out of the series is committed and caught by the right fielder Spain, which means 51 of the first 100 outs in this series from the Shuckers pitching staff ended in a strikeout. Not a bad way to start off the week. Alrighty, Jason Matthews now digs in. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead, bottom eight. The pitch. Matthew smacks it foul, third base side, and the count's at 0-1. No balls, one strike, and one away. There's momentary delay. Ethan Murray has to play bat boy. Grabs the ball, delivers it onto the berm, and there's about 400 kids that are now trying to run after it. Gusenberg's at second. The 0-1 to Matthews. He smacks it out to right, down for a base hit. One hop to Spain. Gusenberg stops at third. It's a strong throw from Spain. And now runners in the corners with one away for the righty Riku Nishida. Lefty Nishida said step in, cleans off home plate with his left batting glove. And now stands in left-handed batter's box. Nishida's the tying run. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead in the eighth. Runners in the corners with one away. Corners in, middle infield's back. The pitch. Nishida serves it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count's at 0-1. Nishida smacked a double onto left center in the fourth. It was the first hit of the day. The pitch is an uncle curve and a called strike on the outside corner, and the count's at 0-2. Nishida's a tough guy to strike out. Entering today, Nishida had struck out just 7 times in 31 plate appearances, just about 20%. He creeps up in the box, chokes up in the bat. The 0-2 is a called strike 3. Merkel gets him looking on a knuckle curve outside corner. And now 2 away. It's the third strikeout tonight for Nishida. And it brings up the lefty, William Bergoya. Bergoya is 0-2 tonight with a walk, a ground out, and a swinging strikeout. That was back in the sixth inning. Merkel delivers. Lifted out towards left center to town for a base hit. One hop to Murray. Matthews to second. Bergoya, an RBI single. And that snaps quite a lengthy run from the Shuckers bullpen. It's their first run allowed this series and snaps a 17 2/3 inning scoreless streak. It's now 3-1 Shuckers. Matthews moves to second. It's Bergoya's third RBI of the year. And that brings out Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence. Gives us a chance, 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Cruisin' WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Birmingham. Tight times in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers 3, Barons 1. One run already in the inning, and the Shuckers have Will Childers up in the bullpen. Shuckers would love to not have to use Childers in the eighth inning. Save him for the ninth in a potential save situation. Justin Yeager last pitched on Wednesday night. Shuckers' primary closer. Spence is back to the first base dugout. We're good to go. Merkel picks up his leg, spins around, and checks second. Nobody covers, but keeps Matthews honest. Now the focus is on the righty. Wolford bears the plate. 0-3 tonight. Percoy is at first. Matthews is at second. The pitch. Misses away. The count goes to 1-0. The pitch, called strike on the outer half. It's a fastball at 92. And the count evens 1-1. Merkel fires. He misses low and away. And the count's at 2-1. Merkel comes set at the belt. Miller sets up away. The pitch. Smacked foul. First base side and into the seats. And the count's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 3-1 Shuckers in the bottom of the eighth inning. Merkel delivers, misses up and away, and the count goes full. Well, with two away, Bergoy at first, Matthews at second. Merkel to be off of the pitch. The tying runs at first, go-ahead runs to the plate, bottom of the eighth. Now the 3-2, runners go. It's a called strike three, knuckle curve on the outside corner, and Nick Merkel wiggles his way out of the jam, strikes out Veras. Keeps the Shuckers ahead into the ninth. In the inning, one run, three hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the ninth. Shuckers 3, Barons 1 on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WG.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
The end of the ninth, and the Barons back to Tyler Davis. He faces the switch hitter Luis Lara in from the left side. Shuckers, who led going into the bottom of the 3-0, now lead 3-1. And the first pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Javik Blake along with you from a beautiful Regents Field in Birmingham. A gorgeous Friday night, 73 degrees. And once again, not a cloud in sight. I don't know if we've seen one this week. The 0-1. Lara takes low, and it's 1-1. Shuckers have gotten quite a couple of big-time pitching performances. Nate Peterson, a career-high 8 strikeouts coming in relief. The 1-1. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-2. Meanwhile, Shuckers starter Coleman Crow, 4 strikeouts, gave up just 1 hit in 3-plus innings. Nate Peterson just wiggled his way out of a jam in the 8th. The pitch is fouled back. And the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. And righty Davis delivers. Tipped in Hackenberg's mitt. Laura just under a fastball at 96. That's the fourth strikeout tonight from Davis. And it brings up the righty Cooper Pratt. By the way, Shucker fans, the Biloxi Shuckers are back at home starting on Tuesday night. A six-game set against the Montgomery Biscuits, AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays at Keyser Federal Park. Lots of fun happening at the ballpark Tuesday through Sunday. Get your tickets at BiloxiShuckers.com. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one in the outer half against the righty Pratt. Pratt is 1-for-4 tonight. Single back in the seventh to keep his on-base streak alive and extend it to six straight. The 0-1. He pops a slider foul, first base side and out of play. And the count's at 0-2. We're getting a light breeze now in from center. It's pushing the wind ever so slightly. Pushing the flags ever so slightly. And they're out in right center beyond the bullpen. No balls, two strikes, one away. Righty Davis comes set. Now the pitch. Pratt fouls it back, and the count stays at 0-2. Davis is 0-2. Pratt ropes it on one hop up the middle for a base hit. Almost took Davis's head off. And it's a multi-hit night for Pratt. That was off his bat at 1-0-1. And it brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. A 2-for-5 night for Pratt as all of a sudden raised the average to just under 260. 259 for the 20-year-old. One on, one out. Buddy Brock Wilkin is up. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. You look at the numbers today, and there aren't many kids. And yes, there are kids. Born in 2005 was Cooper Pratt. There aren't many youngsters in AA. Throw over to first, hits off Pratt, but he stays put. There are just 8 AA hitters under 21 years old this year with at least 40 plate appearances. And entering today, Cooper Pratt was near the top of the charts in just about every category. Pitch misses up and in. Count evens 1-1. Entering today among the 8 AA hitters under 21 years old with 40-plus plate appearances, and that includes the Southern League, the Eastern League, and the Texas League, Pratt was first in hits, first in homers, first in strikeout rate. The 1-1. It's a called strike on the inner half, and it's 1-2. And that's the lowest strikeout rate. Entering today was just over 9%. He was second in ribbies, second in extra base hits, second in average, second in stolen bases, second in slugging, and third in OPS. The 1-2 misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Not bad for a kid who at 20 years old is being thrown in the number 3 spot of a lineup in what is widely considered the hardest AA league to hit in. Texas League, the easiest. Southern League, the hardest. Wilkin now calls time and steps out. And that has to do with a number of different factors. The weather in the Southern League being one of them. There is no cold weather months, unlike the Eastern League and the Texas League. The wind seems to blow out of every ballpark. And the dry summer warm air really makes the ball fly. The 2-2. Wilkin fouls it back up in our direction and off the window. And the window didn't break. A kid gets it in the first row. That was earmarked right for the booth. It hit one of the closed windows on the right side and just deflected back out. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Davis delivers. Wilkin takes a slider away, and the count goes to 3-2. But one of the things that really makes the Southern League a hard place to hit is there are a couple of big ballparks, but in the summertime, it gets so hot and humid and sticky the ball just doesn't fly very far. The 3-2 misses away, and it's ball four. That's the second walk drawn tonight by Wilkin, and the seventh drawn by the Shuckers. Now runners on first and second with one away for the righty Luke Adams. Catcher Adam Hackenberg's out to the hill when he talks with Davis. By the way, the Shuckers have a chance to gain a game on the South Division leading Blue Wahoos. They just went final. It's cut into the deficit. Yes, it's just the 13th game of the season, but with the two halves, 69 games marks the end of the first half. The pitch to the righty, Adams, misses away, and it's 1-0. The goal for every minor league team is to win the first half division title. Hackenberg's out from behind home plate, dots up his gear with some defensive signals. Pratt's at second, Wilkins at first. You win the first half, you don't have to worry about the second half. You can roll it out, get ready for the playoffs, set up your rotation. The 1-0, Pratt takes a strike on the inner half, and the count evens 1-1. But it's also an argument that you want to win the second half because... Well, if you win the second half, that means you're hot and you're getting on a roll come playoff time. Davis, the 1-1. Adams rolls it up the middle, off the mound, into center for a base hit. Pratt rounds third. Burke just gets to it. Pratt's halfway home, and he crosses the plate. It's an RBI single for Adams, his sixth RBI of the year. The Shuckers get some insurance. They now lead it 4-1. Nice piece of hitting from Adams. That was off the bat at 101. And it brings up the lefty, Darian Miller. Wilkins at second. Adams is at first. And lefty Miller now digs in. The Shuckers' bullpen is quiet. Now, with a three-run lead, it might be Nick Merkel's shot for a six-out save. Should be his first of the year. The pitch to the lefty Miller. He swings and fouls it back, and the count's at 0-1. Merkel has not recorded a save since September 10, 2023, in High A with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Could be a chance here. 4-1 Shuckers in the top of the ninth. 2-on, 1-out, the pitch. Curveball low, and the count evens 1-1. What an offensive night it's been for the Shuckers. 4 runs on 10 hits. All 10 hits have been singles, but they've made it count. Davis is 1-1. Misses up and away, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. Now time called. Davis steps off the rubber for a moment. Peyton Paulette, a right-handed arm, is now up in the Barons' pen. The 2-1. Miller takes a backdoor slider on the outside corner, and the count's 2-2. Adams is at first, Wilkins at second, top of the ninth, 4-1 Shuckers. Win tonight would earn at least a split in this six-game set. Also mean wins in four of the last five for the Shuckers. The 2-2. Miller pops it foul, third base side and into the seats. And the count stays at 2-2. Miller about to see the sixth pitch of this plate appearance. The 2-2. Miller swings and misses. Fastball back on the inner half at 96. And now two away, the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Brown's up for the fifth time tonight. He's 0 for 3 with a walk. That came back in the second. Shuckers trail 4-1. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half. Just as we talked about, the Nick Merkel might get a chance for a six-out save. Chase, check that. Will Childers is back up and moving in the Shuckers' pen. 1-for-1 in save opportunities this year. The pitch from Davis. This is low, and the count evens 1-1. Will Childers, the son of former Milwaukee Brewer Matt Childers. That's his dad. His dad spent a number of years in the Southern League with the Huntsville Stars, the former Biloxi Shuckers, or what the Shuckers used to be. And now a little bit of miscommunication between Hackenberg and Davis, and Hackenberg runs out to the mound for a quick check. Hackenberg is back behind the plate. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 away. Brown, 6th batter to come up to the plate this inning. The 1-1. He swings and fouls it straight back, and he counts at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Davis comes set. Now the pitch. Brown tips it off Hackenberg's mask. It knocks off both pieces of the two-piece. Not just the mask, but the skull cap as well. Another 1-2. Brown takes away, and it's 2-2. Shuckers are battling right to the very end in this one. Four runs on 10 hits, top 9, and the Shuckers have added on another. It's 4-1. The pitch lifted out to right. Varis barely moves, takes 2 steps in, settles under it, makes a two-handed catch, and that ends the inning. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We're through 8.5, and out comes Will Childers for his second save opportunity of the season. Comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the ninth, the Shuckers lead 4-1.
And
It's a Bruce Hurd barbershop call to the bullpen for the Shuckers. Out is Nick Merkel, and in comes the righty, Will Childers. Childers is set to make his sixth appearance of the year, a 3.86 ERA in 7 1/3 innings, including a save. And he struck out 6, fastball, cutter, curveball mix. He delivers to the lefty, Mario Camaletti. Misses inside for ball 1. This save opportunity is brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them online today and learn more at PaffordEMS.com. The 1-0 from Childers misses away, and it's 2-0. Childers, last time out, back on the Tuesday series opener. Went an inning, 17 pitches, struck out a batter. The 2-0 is a called strike on the outer half, a fastball at 95, and it's 2-1. Shuckers pitching staff tonight's been on fire. 14 strikeouts. The 2-1 line foul. Third base side and out of play, and the count evens 2-2. 8 of those 14 strikeouts came from Shuckers reliever Nate Peterson. Put together quite the good night. A career high 8 strikeouts. The 2-2. Misses low and in, and it's 3-2. The 3-2. Roped out towards center. Lara's in on it, but it takes 2 hops to him. It's a single for Camaletti. And it brings up the righty, Adam Hackenberg.
The catcher, Adam Hackenberg.
That is the first leadoff batter to reach against Childers this season. Hackenberg now steps in. And boy, does that extra run in the top of the ninth inning for the Shuckers really help him out here. That didn't happen. It'd be 3-1, and Hackenberg would be the tying run. The pitch misses away, and it's 1-0. It was a cutter at 88. Hackenberg is 1-for-3 tonight. He singled back in the 7th. The pitch. He swings and drives it out to right. Spain under it. He's got plenty of room and plenty of time. He makes the catch, and Hackenberg's retired for the first out. One out, one on. It's a 4-1 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the ninth. Childers delivers. And it's popped foul behind home plate and out of play. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Kowatz is 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout, 1-for-9 in the series with 4 strikeouts. And the ball clattered around a young woman who's proudly showing off the baseball, caught it in her tan mitt. That was the big eruption from the crowd behind the Shuckers dugout. And now she's on the big screen with her friends. She's got a big old grin on her face as well. Counts an 0-1 against the lefty Kolas. One out, bottom 9. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 popped up. Third base side foul territory. Wolkin charges in from third. Calls off Miller at the last moment and makes the catch halfway up the third base line. And the Shuckers are 1 out away.
First baseman, Sean Gusenberg.
It's Sean Gusenberg who is now set to dig in as the final hope for the Barons. Childers delivers. Gusenberg swings and misses. Cutter away at 88, and the count's at 0-1. Gusenberg doubled back in the 8th. Now the pitch, runner off to 2nd, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. That was a cutter at 88. It is not a stolen base for Camaletti. It's defensive indifference because the Shuckers right now one strike away. The pitch just misses up, and it's 1-2. 14 strikeouts tonight for the Shuckers as a pitching staff. It all started off with a terrific start from Coleman Crow. And Will Childers trying to put a bow on a Shuckers win. The 1-2. Just misses low. Cutter at 87. Gusenberg thought about it. The count now with 2-2. Childers started it on the outside corner. Gusenberg went maybe a quarter of the way. The 2-2. Popped foul, first base side and out of play. We'll do it again. The 2-2. Driven down the right field line. Spain sprints after it into foul territory, and it's three rows back into the seats. And the Barons' hopes in this one stay alive for at least another pitch. We're to a seventh pitch in this battle. Will Childers versus Sean Gusenberg. Childers gets the sign he likes from Miller and comes set. Now the 2-2 misses away, and it's 3-2. All of a sudden, things a little dicey. Jacob Burks on deck. Right now, he is the tying run. Three balls, two strikes, two away. 4-1 Shuckers in the bottom of the ninth inning. They're one strike away from a win. The payoff pitch. Called strike three, and that ends it. What a performance from the Shuckers pitching staff. 17 strikeouts. They give up one run on six hits. Coleman Crow, Nate Peterson, Nick Merkel, and Will Childers combined for a dominant night on the mound. Peterson picks up the win, and Childers picks up his second save of the season. Shuckers pitching staff just continues to dominate with strikeouts throughout the first four games of this series. 17 tonight. They've struck out 56 through the first 105 outs of this series. Quite a staggering number. And we'll wrap it all up next. Totals and more coming your way after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. The Shuckers, winners in four of their last five with a 4-1 winner. We're back after this.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Well, the recipe for success tonight for the Shuckers, 17 strikeouts from pitching staff, 10 hits from the lineup, and 4 runs on the scoreboard in a 4-1 win on a Friday night against the Birmingham Barons. Welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. David Blake alongside you as the Shuckers. They've now won 4 of their last 5 since they started off the season 1-7. They're at 5-8 now, including at least a split of this 6-game set against the Barons. They've won 3 of the first 4 in this series. The Barons, meanwhile, they have gone the other direction. They started out hot. All of a sudden, they've dropped 3 of 4. They're at 6-6 to begin the season. For the Shuckers, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. For the Barons, 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. Winning pitcher tonight is Nate Peterson. Coleman Crow was the star of the game. 3-plus innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts in his first start and first pitching appearance in 723 days coming back from Tommy John. But Nate Peterson was just as good. 4 shutout innings, gave up 1 hit, no walks, and set a new career high with 8 strikeouts. Will Childers picks up the save. It's his second of the season as he pitched a scoreless ninth inning, works around a leadoff single with a flyout, a pop-out, and a looking strikeout against Sean Dusenberg to end it. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary for the Shuckers. Once again, it started early. The recipe for success this season for the Shuckers is just score first. They're now 3-3 when scoring first, as opposed to 2-5 when they allow the first run of the ballgame. The Shuckers got on the board of Brock Wilkin, RBI single just over the glove of William Bergoya at short. That made it 1-0 in the first. In the third, a sacrifice fly from Jerry Miller drove home Luis Lara. That made it 2-0. And in the fourth inning, Luis Lara, an RBI single into right, made it 3-0. Birmingham made it 3-1 with an RBI single from Bergoya in the eighth, but the Shuckers, what ended up being much-needed insurance, Luke Adams, an RBI single in the center in the ninth, drove in Cooper Pratt, and the Shuckers win it by a 4-1 final. Multiple big-time performances. Luis Lara, back-to-back multi-performances. He goes 2-for-4 with an RBI and a walk. Cooper Pratt, who entering today was 0 for his last 7 over 2 hitless games, goes 2-for-5, hitting just a shade under .260 to begin the young season. Xavier Warren, also a multi-hit performance. He went 2-for-4 with 2 singles. The Shuckers, 10 hits, all of them singles, and they needed every single one of them. Runners in scoring position, 3-for-14. They leave 12 on, while the Barons go 2-for-9 with a runner in scoring position. They leave 6 on. Winning pitcher, Nate Peterson. The loser is Noah Schultz, and Will Childers picks up the save. Take a break when we come back. Time to look around the league and the Brewers organization with the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCN.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
We welcome you back to Birmingham, Alabama, and Regents Field. The Shuckers win this one 4-1 over the Barons. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Barons. 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. It is a Fireworks Friday here at the field, which is all that popping you're going to hear in the background as the Shuckers improve to 5-8 in the season. They've won 4 of their last 5 after a 1-7 start to the year. The Barons have dropped 3 of 4. And they now sit at 6-6. The Shuckers are now at 5-8 on the year, and they've won 3 of the first 4 on this road trip, which ensures at least a series split against the Barons in this 6-game set. The winner tonight, Nate Peterson, he improves to 1-2. Noah Schultz, the loss, falls to 0-1, and Will Childers picks up his 2nd save of the season. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization and the Southern League in the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We will first get to the Big League Club, which is the only one in action around the organization. They're in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Brewers lead the Athletics by a 5-1 score in that series opener. Finals elsewhere around the system, final in single A. Carolina Mudcats, what a start to their final season in Zebulon. They're at 11-2 with a 10-1 win over the Delmarva Shorebirds, as they again are 11-2 to begin the season. Delmarva commits 5 errors for the 2nd straight night, and the Carolina Mudcats win by a 10-1 score for the 2nd straight night. In High A, game 1 of a doubleheader earlier today, Lansing wins it 8-4 against the Timber Rattlers. Game 2 is suspended in the top of the 5th inning. Lansing leads Wisconsin 3-2. They will finish up that one and play a full 9 tomorrow at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton. Elsewhere, the Charlotte Knights defeat the Nashville Sounds by a 2-1 final. The Sounds at 10-8 to begin the season. Time to take a look around the Southern League. It was a walk-off winner for the Columbus Clingstones in 10 innings. They were down 1-0 and then scored 1 in the 9th, 1 in the 10th, and they defeat the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a 2-1 final. The Clingstones at 6-6. The Blue Wahoos at 9-4. One other final from around the league. Chattanooga defeats Knoxville 3-1 and still in action. It is a lengthy one. Montgomery and Rocket City. Trash Pandas scored 6 in the top of the first. The Biscuits scored 11 in the bottom of the 2nd, and it's 11-11. 2 out, 2 runs in the top of the 9th inning for Rocket City, and they go to the bottom of the 9th in an 11-all tie in Montgomery. A little less amount of run scoring in this one. The Shuckers defeat the Birmingham Barons by a 4-1 score. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. For the Barons, 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of 2,918 on a Friday night. Shuckers back in action tomorrow. It's an earlier start with the Saturday night. It's a 6:30 p.m. start. We'll get underway on the radio side at 6:10 is the ready. Abdiel Mendoza, who made 2 starts last week, 1 great start, 1 start he'd like to forget on Sunday, 0-0 with a 6.75 ERA. Meanwhile, the righty Riley Gowans goes for the Barons. He is 2-0 with a 2.70 earned run average. Again, it's Mendoza versus Gowans tomorrow. And the final score tonight, Shuckers 4 and the Barons 1. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM, I'm Javik Blake singing so long. Shuckers 4, Barons 1. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 6:10 pregame, 6:30 first pitch. Abdiel Mendoza, his 3rd start of the season for the Shuckers. We'll talk to you then. And as the fireworks reach their close, we say goodnight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great one.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers.